Welcome me that. We also refer to you as an edutainer. Who educate by entertaining. Combine education and entertainment. An edutainer is a rare combination, and we really take pride in that category. We are very, very happy today. Through idioms and proverbs, African wisdom advises us that ukuzala ukuzelula. Inshadan kubeleka ikuti olola. In other words, giving birth is to extend yourself. You are now a very, very worthy extension of the Khoza family, of the Zulu family. We take real pride in that. For those of us who read a bit of psychology, would know that if you have limitations, you try and do something. Paul and I try to write, and we fancy we're writing in English. But the kind of English that is so difficult to come to terms with. You write in proper English. Your narrative is made in torrents of eloquence. And yes, indeed, this is a kind of sublimation in psychology where he and I may have had limitations. You make good and polish up. So we shine through you. Congratulations. It is said in Sesotho, I don't know how many Pedis and Tswanas are here, but I believe in idiomatic expressions and proverbs because I believe there lies a lot of wisdom. In Sipedi, it is said, Hakaholo Sinamabala Mabala Anali Hakana. The guinea fowl with fading spots will say, no, don't worry. If you want to see my beautiful spots, look at my children. And that's where we are today in Katiwe. I know for certain that Prof. Paulo Zulu, as well as Usis Ngosinathi and Mamsi and I, their close family friends, today feel extended and accomplished through Ketiwe's accomplishments. Ketiwe introduces a book as an epistle, as a letter to South Africa. Very much along the lines of St. Paul writing epistles to all manner of strangers. She's writing an epistle to her own people. It's a very, very compelling side. You introduce the book as an epistle to South Africans, an important message dealing with explaining the history of the people that South Africa or South African streets. Street names have been changed too. All too often we wonder about some of these people. And in one page, you compact the history of these people in a manner that is unmistakable. And anybody who has read history and reads your summary would know that in order to remember these icons, it is that which you put in a nutshell that we should read about. I will suggest who should actually gain from reading your book as I conclude. In simple but elegant style, she profiles historical figures who gave up their freedom and oftentimes their lives to liberate South Africa from the shackles of apartheid. In Ketiwe's own words, the book is targeted at decolonizing our education, reclaiming our history, transforming our minds, and enabling us to travel our own path. It enables us also to sing our own songs. It enables us to dance our own dances, not imitations. In brief, it exhorts us to be authentic, to be self-authored. We be our own authors and not ascriptions of people whose intentions may be inimical to our welfare. Stylistically, as I said earlier on, the historical figures and what they stood and died for are narrated in torrents of eloquence, in elegant simplicity, reminiscent of Eskia Mpahlele at his elegant best. Mpahlele says, be simple. Why bamboozle your readership? And those of us who have had occasion to read the book will agree with me that there is no such thing as bamboozling anybody with big words. But the expressions, the turn of phrase, the elegant simplicity carries you from one profile to another, from one literary vignette to another, until you finish the book. A study of our history should not be a chore, but a joy. And Ketiwe made sure that this is the case by designing a board game as a worthy companion to the book. This is a novelty. I don't know of any other author that has done that. So in this respect, you are a trailblazer. You self-position as an edutainer, she who educates through entertainment. Scholars will do well to actually visit your book because it is so well researched, it's so well indexed, it's so well written. So there is a sense in which scholars are exhorted to actually visit the book that is so well written. Children or students are implored to read South African history retold by yourself to delightfully educate themselves. Adults are also invited to read the book to refresh their sense of history and contextualize the new streets names that we are now have to be familiar with. Tourists should take the book home as a worthy souvenir of their glimpse into South African history. Bravo, Ketiwe, the African lioness that roars to silence the self-glorifying colonial hunters. Yes, indeed. Until lions have their own historians, tales of the hunt shall always glorify the hunter. May the African lions and lionesses roar their own stories. Ketiwe has blazed the trail. I thank you very much.
I said to Ketiwe, help me tell the people during the launch of your book and your game, through the night with the light from above, from the mountains and the valleys to the ocean bright with fog. God bless South Africa. My Home Sweet Home. Now, because she was speaking to me, and I have my own talents, I turned that to a song. Natino, Ketiwe, let me not read this thing. Let me sing this thing. Patu Ketiwe, go for it. God bless South Africa, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains and the valleys to the ocean, bright with foam. God bless South Africa, my home, sweet home. But well, let me come back quickly to ethics before it's too late. Neither Katie Wen nor myself wrote this poem or did this song. This copishele je itulo itulo abantu. Ngase ngiyathe kodwa ngishaya mina. From the mountains and the valleys to the ocean, bright with foam. God bless South Africa, my home, sweet home. Family, a friend of Katie West, political analyst of note. When you listen